You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The day after the Capitals got eliminated day, we're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. All of our conversation today on the Caps loss last night and their playoff run is brought to you by Astrom Carpentry. For over 25 years, Astrom's been a trusted trade partner. New home builders in the DMV know. Specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, handling everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact Astrom.com today. Astrom, the home builder's trade partner. We'll cover the Caps in the Beltway Blitz. We're also going to cover the Nationals and the Commanders all jammed into one segment. Let's get to it right now. Steve Wino, Associated Press, covers the National Hockey League. Swino, what went wrong for the Caps as they got bounced in five games by the Canes?
Well, GP, they just weren't the better team in the series, and I think that was pretty clear throughout. They win one game, lose four of them. Logan Thompson was not the best goaltender in the series, and I think that was something that cost them ultimately in game five last night, where Freddie Anderson was really good when he needed to be, and Logan Thompson allowed two pretty soft goals, including the winner with a minute 59 left in regulation. But the Hurricanes just suffocated the Capitals. They allowed them under 20 shots a goal each game, and there was not a lot of room out there and not a lot of ability to get shots off, let alone score goals.
Why was it that when the Caps were playing better, because it wasn't just 60 minutes to nothing in favor of Carolina throughout the series, Swino. Obviously, they were the better team, deserved to move on. I'm not saying anything about that. But the times when the Caps were playing well, it seemed like they still couldn't create many scoring opportunities. What was the cause there?
Yeah, Danny, I think the thing is they were playing well and they just couldn't finish. There was something about they got so much puck luck during the regular season, the first 65 games, that they were due to have sort of the luck turn against them. And some of those shots that could have gone in, might have gone in against a different goaltender, a different time in the season or the series, just they weren't going, the puck wasn't going in, and it's natural to get frustrated in those situations, but they were able to have sustained sort of like bursts of that, but they couldn't contain it over a full, like maybe two periods, a full game, enough to be able to turn the tables on a team like Carolina that's been here before, seasoned, and certainly more talented than the Caps.
I want to get your big picture thoughts on a couple of topics we had earlier in the show. One is, was the season a success or not? And then the other, the referendum here on Ovechkin, who had a tough series. He's 39, several months into the year, had a broken leg earlier in the year. But he didn't do enough against Carolina. So what are your thoughts on those two things?
Yeah, look, I think the season was a success because you look at the expectations going in, and not a whole lot of people thought the Capitals were going to be a playoff team, let alone the top team in the Eastern Conference, and they really exceeded all of those, and that's why Spencer Carberry is going to win the Jack Adams Award as Coach of the Year, and deservedly so, is he got so much out of this team more than anybody thought. And I got to give Brian McClellan credit for kind of rejiggering the roster to where people didn't think Pierre-Luc Dubois and Jacob Chikrin and all these guys would do as well, and even Logan Thompson throughout the regular season at least, did as well as they would. I think it's certainly a success, and it's going to be remembered as the season that Alex Ovechkin broke Wayne Gretzky's goal record. It's going to be the season of 895, and he did score, 44 goals, 40 whatever it is, and that is makes it an extreme success. But yes, to your point of now Alex Ovechkin is a 39-year-old, soon to be 40-year-old hockey player. The series and the playoffs did sort of expose what he can and can't do outside of the power play. I think moving forward, we may see Alex Ovechkin as sort of a specialist where he's on the power play, playing essentially third-line minutes at even strength, because there's a lot of things in terms of moving and skating and his hands and those sort of things that Alex Ovechkin can't do anymore. But the hardest thing to do in the sport is to score goals. He can still do that. There's still a place for him on this team. It's just probably going to be in a reduced role moving forward.
Each year is its own story. You know, there are upsets that always happen, et cetera, and we've learned so much about regular season results not being really predictive of, you know, playoff results. And upsets happen in all sports, right? Whether it's football, team gets hot, or college basketball, the Cinderella story, et cetera. But when you look over a 20-year period, 16 out of 20 times they've been to the postseason, they've lost in the first or second round 15 of those 16 times, the one time they broke through. And there was a previous era from 82 through 03 where it's really similar results, where, again, 7 second-round exits. They lost, I think, 10 times in the first round over that same period, with one time to the Stanley Cup Finals. My point is, it's been kind of pretty regular. This is what they've done for 40 years plus here, Swino. What is that missing ingredient? What's that special sauce that has led to kind of a lack of playoff success that doesn't really befit their regular season resumes?
I don't know if there is one, and it's really hard to win in the playoffs in this sport. And I think when you realize, when you go from a 16 league back in the 60s and 50s, 60s, back to now to a 32-team league now, and 30 for a lot of the time the Capitals have been around during this era, it's hard to win. And I think if you took out the Stanley Cup run in 2018, and they never won that championship, either they got to that final and lost, and you look back at this era, you'd say it was a failure. It wasn't up to expectations, too much talent, not enough results. The fact that they won that championship, to me, changes everything. Banner, as our buddy Brian McNally says, banners fly forever. And having that banner in Capital One Arena is a reminder of this era, even if there wasn't a whole lot of deep runs beyond that. Were there mistakes along the way, namely letting Barry Trotz walk and hiring Todd Reardon as his replacement? Yes. Could they maybe have gone on a couple of longer runs in that span, 19, 20, 21, if the changes made? But a lot of times they ran into better teams, or they ran into hot goalies. I really do think that the 20 years of this team has been a really way more of a success than the 20 years before that, because hockey wasn't relevant in the nation's capital and the DMV of the area until Alex Ovechkin came along. And for that part alone, this is a better 20 years than the one before that.
So I know we got to keep it moving on the Blitz, but real quick, I want to force this in here, 30 or so seconds if you got them, on where to go from here, big picture, off-season blueprint for the Caps. What's it look like?
I think it's get John Carlson signed to an extension. He's up after next season. I think they want to keep him around to play for the Capitals for his entire NHL career. And then it's work along the margins. You're going to replace a Lars Eller. You're going to replace an Andrew Mangiapane. And I think it's setting up a lot of moves now with Nick Backstrom and TJ Oshie coming off the salary cap to see what Chris Patrick can do next summer when Alex Ovechkin comes off the books. I think everything this summer is going to be about what to do in the summer of 2026.
So I want to thank you as always, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Hit that Nat sounder, please. Voice of the Nats, Dave Jagler, joins us here on G&D on the Beltway Blitz. Jags rivalry series just up the road in 95. What can you tell us about it?
Well, right now, unfortunately, Danny, it's a battle of two struggling teams, although I guess maybe fortunately for the Nats, the Orioles are struggling more than they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, who would have figured that the Nationals would have the better record? Not that the Nationals' record is anything to write home about. I mean, there are a few good things that happened. The win over Atlanta on Wednesday to finally snap the skid, but right now the Nationals need something good to happen, and maybe this is a team they can get right against the struggling Orioles ball club.
Jags, I know that you call Nats games, but I'd be remiss if, now you look at this matchup, it's amazing what's happened to the Orioles, huh? I mean, their starting pitching is brutal. When you dug into the preview of the series and just kind of getting to know the opponent, it's pretty staggering how bad they've been.
Yeah, I mean, the shocking lack of starting pitching. I mean, that was maybe a concern whether they addressed that going into the offseason, and a few injuries sprinkled in, the Grayson Rodriguez injury, a backbreaker, obviously. But, teams deal with injuries. You've got to have the depth to overcome that. I think, shockingly, is that their offense has been unable to overcome what has been the lack of pitching. You figure they had the core group of young position players trying to mature at the big league level, and some guys with some track record struggling right now. So Mackenzie Gore takes the ball tonight. He pitched a tremendous game against the Orioles the first time, but he matched up against Cade Povich, who has really struggled this year. But Povich pitched the game of his season and beat Gore 2-1. So the Nationals have to hope that Gore keeps the Orioles lineup struggling.
Jags whisper quieter, but C.J. Abrams is putting together a nice little campaign. It just seems to be taking his base hits now as teams are pitching him away. So he's flicking the ball to left center field, left field an awful lot, highest OPS on the team, for that matter. Had a little bit of a dicey stolen base down several runs last night, but he made it, so no complaints. Yeah. But all of a sudden you look up and you go, these are pretty good numbers.
Yeah, he kind of snuck in there because his little stay on the injury list, he wasn't among the league leaders. All of a sudden, he popped into the middle of the top 10 once he reached the number of plate appearances. But I think, to me, you hit on it in that question that, you know, you're going the other way. I mean, he tends to get a little bit pull happy, maybe trying to hit some home runs, but he's taking his base hits to left. But we know when he has a chance, he can pull the ball for power. He had a tremendous home run against a tough lefty yesterday when the Nationals were down, and they hadn't touched Dylan Lee all series. So you like what you see. The problem is, can you get something going around him? The one thing that this lineup has struggled with is if they don't beat the starter, their best hitters are all left-handed. And if they bat, as they have sometimes, Abrams, Wood, and Lowe consecutively, they're susceptible to late-inning left-handed relief. So they've got to get something from the right side. They're trying to break it up today. Alex Call's hitting up there against the lefty starter for the Orioles. But the one guy who needs to get going, honestly, is Dylan Cruz. All spring training, Cruz hit first or second. He, outside of one game this year, he's at nothing but, you know, the bottom half of the lineup. If somehow Cruz can get going, you can put him in the top half. Just make the other manager think about potentially matching up, because late games, it's always lefty relievers matching up against the top Nationals left-handed hitters.
Cruz, two hits in his last game and then was off yesterday. Dave Jagler with us. He'll be on the call with Charlie Slows of Nats Baseball tonight just after 7 o'clock from Oriole Park at Camden Yards, one of the beautiful ballparks in America. Jags, you mentioned Cruz and kind of getting him going. I mean, what is, you know, overall kind of your assessment of the season he's had to this point? Because, you know, he does a lot of things any given night to help. Yep. There was an error the other night that tied the game where I think if that's not hard90.com, Dylan Cruz running, maybe it's not an error. I mean, everything he does is a million miles an hour.
Yeah. And that's why you kind of feel confident that he's going to string together some hits and get the batting average plus 200. Yeah, the offensive numbers are disappointing, and there are some hard outs in there. You'd like to see that come up. But, like you say, he is a complete player. And even on a night where he takes an 0-for-4, he gives you a chance defensively. Or if he can, you know, get on base via a walk, or even if he grounds into a force out, make something happen on the bases. He is a terrific baseball player. And ideally, like I say, to me, his ultimate destination is in the top of this lineup. And the sooner that happens, the better this offense will be for him to hit between C.J. Abrams and James Wood. Because if he hits in front of James Wood, you'd like to think he might see some fastballs and some better pitches to hit.
Jags, thank you as always. Have a great call this evening.
My pleasure, gentlemen.
We'll see you, buddy. Hit that local 53 sounder, Darris. I literally just saw him in the hallway and offered him pizza. He told me to pound sand. Our buddy Ben Standick joins us from The Athletic. And some radio time. Here for you, Mr. Benjamin. Let's talk about this defense. Is it as good, worse, or better on paper right now than last year?
By the way, you know that I'm worried about traffic if I'm declining pizza.
I mean, you gave me the Heisman Trophy. You wanted nothing to do with my pizza.
I definitely did, but, you know, I'm trying to watch getting bathing suit season. All right. Look, I'm going to say it's about the same and with improvements on the margin. Like, I'm going to have to see how the Devon Kinlaw works in their system, if they're going to try to play him on the edge some, or how much of an improvement Dietrich Wise is against the run compared to some of the options they had a year ago. It's not the pass rush looks to be, you know, about the same and maybe a tick lower depending on how you view about the Dante Fowler exit. But, you know, they're much improved at cornerback compared to where they were a year ago. I don't think that's pretty easy to say. But, yeah, I mean, the question that's going to be on the defensive line is how much did they really improve against the run? And honestly, what are they getting out of the defensive tackles? I mean, Johnny Newton last year was fine, but, like, he had no offseason because of his multiple surgeries. So now he gets that full offseason. Maybe he cranks it up a bit. And Deron Payne, you know, like, he's the last one left of those first-round picks. Can he show that form he had a few years ago when he made the Pro Bowl? If he does, then that could change a lot. If he doesn't, then, yeah, it's really hard to say that they've improved, you know, obviously.
Ben, we asked this question on the phones yesterday. The reaction was almost 50-50 in polling we did, too. Would you take 10 wins for the Commanders with their schedule having come out, sight unseen, deal or no deal style, or would you want to see what's behind the other door and play it out?
No, I would take the 10 wins right now. I mean, you know, the NFL is, you know, a year-to-year league, so, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But look, you know, we know that 12 wins, they haven't gotten this high since, you know, 1991. So it's not like we can just sit here and assume it. Now, Jaden Daniels gives you all the reason to be optimistic. But, you know, a lot of breaks went their way last year. The schedule, the quarterbacks they faced, they weren't too bad with injuries, winning all those games on the final seconds. So, yeah, I would probably take 10 wins. That's not to say that I don't think there's upside, but the downside is obvious, too. So, yeah, I would go 10 wins for sure.
Do you see them going into this kind of aftermarket, so to speak, defensive end slash edge situation? There's a bunch of names that we all recognize. It seems ripe for the pickings for one of those one-year deals for not much money that this regime is kind of majoring in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be, you know, what they're going to probably look at here over when they get back on the field for OTAs and minicamp, is just to see kind of what they have, you know, all together. They have, you know, including the ends and the tackles, they've got 11 guys that you could probably say are, you know, worthy of being on the roster. But, you know, are these, you know, the Von Millers, the Matthew Judon types, Jadeveon Clowney, are they better than what they have? I mean, maybe, but, you know, enough to just say, hey, let's cut bait with somebody. I don't know about that. So I think this stretch here in the offseason program and then maybe the first week of training camp might dictate to them if they think they have to get more, but I'm not sitting here holding my breath that they're going to.
Ben, if you were Adam Peters for one day, you could accomplish anything, make any move you wanted to, what would you do?
What would I do? I don't know. I don't know that there's too much to do at this point. I mean, to be super honest, like, I'm not trading any more picks. I get the Trey Hendrickson thing is out there, and that would be the splashy thing to do. And maybe if the Bengals come down enough on the price that you have to do it. But they've already traded a 2 and a 4 next year. This team still needs to build up the overall roster. So I don't want to trade a pick. And then beyond that, it's hard to say. I will say this. Like, somebody asked me on my over on Athletic the other day, who's this year's Jahan Dotson that gets traded or gets moved that you wouldn't see? I still wonder about the running back room. Is there something else to happen there? Is Brian Robinson the definitive answer? He's not a three down back, not a much of a factor in the passing game. Do they want something? Do they want a group that's more well rounded? I don't know that there's somebody else to get, but that's the one thing I wonder going in reverse, is that maybe there's a move to be made there. But other than that, I don't know if there's that much that I'm going to have to get done here, even if I'm Adam Peters and have that power.
Ben, thank you for your time and attention as always, sir. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. See ya.
Ben Standing of The Athletic on the Commanders on Grant and Danny. That is your Beltway Blitz. We're 40 minutes away from Do I Know the Band? We're going to play that game today for tickets to the DC Defenders game on Sunday at noon. They are at home at Audi. And then at 6 o'clock, the G&D's Tony's Mailbag. Make sure you're listening to our Ask Us Anything at that time. We're taking you up to 6:30. We'll get into that Peters question, what would you do this hour? But next, the cap season is over. What should they do? You just heard what Steve Wino of the Associated Press thinks. What's the blueprint for their offseason look like? This is The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Yesterday, the Caps got eliminated at Capital One Arena. Unfortunately, despite tilting the ice in the third period in the tie game, despite making lineup changes that worked, wasn't enough. They scored one goal. Logan Thompson allowed two goals that probably wants back. In fact, they scored a second goal that didn't stand up because of a pretty obvious offsides.
It was offsides.
Oh, and it's not even close. I haven't seen one that's that not close. Because my initial thought was, this is going to be really controversial. I'm going to be so angry and I'm going to be so mad. That was the fastest challenge in any sport ever.
That's how this should all go, by the way. Like, if you can't tell right away, then you can't tell, in my view. You could tell.
So you get 30 seconds to figure it out and you got to decide.
Yeah, that's how I would do it.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was, am I exaggerating to say it was a four-second review? It was something, basically, from the moment he got over and put the headset on.
Yeah, from the time he's like, well,
took him off.
The Carolina's challenging the goal, but offsides. And then he skates over, puts it on, 1-1000, 2-1000. Right. Okay, I can take it off. We're pretty sure we got it. Good and done.
They already had the answer
for
him.
Yeah, they knew.
It was so easy. I pulled up YouTube TV on my phone for all the people just kind of sitting around me who are all like me, like-minded, assuming the Caps are getting screwed by some like bad goaltender interference or something. And immediately we just saw Connor McMichael's skate was a foot past the blue line, and the puck was not over it yet.
One of those, no question about
it. But still, I got to say, that's the Caps fan experience. You're waiting all night. You are waiting all night for the puck to go in. Like, goals are at a premium in this series.
Yeah.
You're nervous. You're anxious.
Did we get run for true?
Matt Roy, who never scores from the point, through traffic. Like, everything was beautiful. It's exactly what you need. I don't have to give those hugs back. I'm hugging strangers, I'm jumping around, I'm fake punching people. You know how I like to do that move? That's my move, by the way, right after a big moment, is like to fake punch someone right in the side.
Yep.
So I was doing that thing.
You're doing the punch side.
I was doing
the
air guitar, everyone's really happy. And then you got to give that all back. Like, oh, actually, no, it's still 1-1. And they wouldn't score again the rest of the night. This was Steve Wino on the Blitz just a bit ago. We asked him what he think lies ahead this offseason for the Capitals, as they now have some money coming off the books and the ability to try to upgrade their roster.
I think it's gets John Carlson signed to an extension. He's up after next season. I think they want to keep him around to play for the Capitals for his entire NHL career. And then it's work along the margins. You're going to replace a Lars Eller. You're going to replace an Andrew Mangiapane. And I think it's setting up a lot of moves now with Nick Backstrom and TJ Oshie coming off the salary cap to see what Chris Patrick can do next summer when Alex Ovechkin comes off the books. I think everything this summer is going to be about what to do in the summer of 2026.
So the Carlson point we should start with is interesting, because people are down on 74 coming off this playoff series, which was tough. First thing I want to know is, was he completely healthy or not? And we'll get that information in short order. But he obviously did not play the series I'm sure he would have liked, or anybody really wanted, this past round against Carolina. And he's at an age, as we said earlier in the show, Danny, he's 36. He's not going to get younger, where when you play these postseason series at the end of long seasons, when you play 75 to 82 games, and you're playing a lot of minutes. I mean, he is a workhorse, sometimes 26, 27 minutes a night, but well over 20 regularly. power play time, penalty kill time. He's constantly on the ice. You know, at the end of these years in the postseason against these fast teams, there is going to be a struggle with an aging guy who's taking some wear and tear on the body, obviously. So I get that. But I also know the reality of what Waino's saying is completely true. The Caps did it with Backstrom. They did it with Ovechkin. They're going to do it with him. There's a select few guys grandfathered into this, in my opinion. But one of them is John Carlson, for sure, where you're a Cup hero, you're a Caps lifer, and we don't want you playing anywhere else. So you got to find an extension that works where he's not making $8 million a year moving forward. Maybe he's making, you know, $4 or $5 million or whatever it is a year. The cap is exploding, so maybe it's six or more than you'd like it to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not eight anymore, and because of the cap, the percentage is lower. I don't know what that looks like, but I would bet that Waino's right and that they do extend him another 2-3 years, whatever it looks like, to make sure he retires a Capital at the end of his run.
Because you would like that, right? I mean, that's a Ring of Honor Capital type player, you know? The hard part about stuff like this is when there's so many great memories, when all he's ever done is the right thing for you and your franchise, there's got to be a walk-away point. Now, put myself in John Carlson's shoes. All I've ever done is what I'm supposed to do. I'm great on and off the ice. I've had a great career here. You don't have to scan too far down any list in terms of all-time Capitals to find me, right? I'm in the conversation.
And it's not like he's a bad player. Like, totally. In the regular season this year, he was good, and one of the biggest reasons why they were as good as they were. So he's going to put his hand out and go, I'm ready for whatever you want to give me.
Right, and so if I'm the Capitals, I need to be able to say, we're not going to be good enough if we give you $8 million a year. I'm just saying, I'm making up a number here. Just bear with that. It's based on what he's due next year. And if he goes, well, I'm not taking 3.5 or 4.5 or 5.5. I'm not taking a bunch less with the cap exploding and everything I've ever done here. There needs to be a point where you go, okay, fare thee well. I don't think you can overpay him for the twilight here of his career.
Ovechkin and Backstrom basically got the same deal, that $9+ million. Now, those guys, you know, in Ovechkin's case, he was making that all along. But again, I keep going back to the cap. When the cap gets bigger, the percentage of the cap changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like having more money to spend, and the agent and the players know that. So I don't know. What if Carlson says, I want 2 years and $18 million? Or, you know, you just gave Jacob Chychrun, by the way,
I know,
that money to be the face of your operation moving forward defensively. But he's going, well, I've had a lot of years like the one Jacob Chychrun just had for you, or, you know, a lot of years as your top offensive defenseman. And maybe he wants Chychrun kind of money,
right?
Which was
$9 million
a year,
yeah.
$8.72 million. That's the going rate now for a really good defenseman. But that's, you know, a prime offensive player. I would think Carly, end of his career, would understand. I'll stay here. Maybe my role diminishes a bit in the years ahead.
Because that's a tough sell. It's basically saying, hey, let's all face the facts here. No one's underestimating the commitment you've made to us for a really, really long time. We'd like you to retire a Capital. We also don't envision you as the part of the top pair defense for over the next 5, 3, 4, whatever, how many seasons,
yeah,
at top of the market value.
But I think guys know. I mean, look, if Carlson thinks right now, like, I'm still that guy, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if he does. And I
don't know the answer.
Never
to that.
Had
yeah,
that
no
conversation
idea.
With him. I think for much of the regular season, he played at that level. I thought he was really good for major stretches of the year. I just, and maybe it's overly simplistic for me, my expectations at the end of long seasons for these guys in their upper 30s just change, where I do expect that they're going to fall off and the production's going to subside a little bit. And I think that's where a lot of teams try not to have a whole lot of,
right,
39, 37, 38-year-olds on their roster. And maybe I grade too easily. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just not hard enough on those guys.
But that's kind of my point here is I think there's a happy medium, but I would understand if either party, the team or the player, doesn't want to agree to that. Like, I would totally get that if John Carlson's going, no, I'm not taking a pay cut or a roll cut or whatever. I'll go somewhere else. And I'd understand if the team, hardball is not the right word, but basically said, we can't just keep doing, this isn't ceremonial anymore. It's ceremonial when we give, I don't know, whoever a contract extension in 2020 because you're a Stanley Cup hero, even though we know your back's bad or we know you're physically not going to be the same. This is now 7 years removed from that. We're talking about what will the end of your deal will be 10 years removed from that. We need to do what's best for the program, and that doesn't include paying you top of the market money as a defenseman. I would understand both parties not wanting to concede there.
I think he's going to be here. It's just the way that they've done it, and I totally understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't fight that. I would do everything I can if I'm in the front office to make sure we're not giving a contract to him that ends up being problematic. An albatross, yeah. Right? He can't do that. But I think he'd work with you, and you can figure out something that works for everybody and it's fair. But the question to me, that's not the priority of the offseason, right? Might be one of the things that they're going to get done, but it can't be the emphasis going into this hiatus. He's also under contract for one more year, so they don't really have to do anything right now if they don't want to. But you heard Wino, and I thought he made a good point. This offseason should mostly be about preparing for next offseason, because it stands to reason, there's no reason to think that Ovechkin's going to play after next year. I guess if he came to the Caps and he said, hey, I'm not done yet. I think I got more time. Let's do a two-year deal. And he wanted to stay in the NHL. Like, that now gets to the Aaron Rodgers territory of, you're kind of like, if he scores 40-plus goals, I can deal with it, but kind of hold me hostage a little bit, you know? We don't want you to go anywhere else. We want you to be ours forever, but we've had a good run here. It's been 20-plus seasons. Like, next year should be the farewell tour. I think it probably will be. Then his $9 million comes off the books.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes your superstar top six two-way player. That's a game changer for them. So you're preparing this offseason for next offseason, according to Wino, which I agree with. But you can't just allow this offseason to come and go without trying to make one major change, one major adjustment. So the question to pose now, Danny, is what would be the number one thing you'd try to do? Whether that's philosophical, an area of the roster you'd try to upgrade, a player to go after, a big trade for a certain position. Like, going into the offseason, what's your number one dream scenario?
This is hard to quantify exactly, because my shorthand for it is speed. And we talked about this, you know, all the time, like a Bevilier-type player. I want somebody or multiple somebodies to do what Carolina just did to me. I want the other team not to be able to breathe in their own end. I want the other team to think they have an odd man rush and that gets taken away with my speed, my closing, my pest-like behavior as a defender to take not only to thwart your opportunity, but then create a new one for myself. I want that quickness, that relentlessness, which may not translate to a huge point total for a guy in the regular season. Because, you know, I don't think if you have a team of Anthony Beviliers, you don't have a bunch of 25-goal scorers. You got a bunch of guys that are probably more valuable in a maximum effort environment like a Stanley Cup playoffs. So I want a couple of those dudes to sort of fill out my roster and fill out my lines. I want that, whatever you want to call it, speed, quickness, relentlessness. Yeah. I want those buzzing drones.
So I hear that, and I get what you're saying, having just watched the series, for sure, that take away the time and the space and make it hard to get the puck out of your own end. But like, I think what you're chasing is how well Carolina plays in structure. Like, that's not available in free agency, if that makes any sense.
Well, but I see
what you're saying, though. Like, the way Bevilier plays is what you're looking for more of. But, like, just as an example, they had a line last night that was faster than any line, or as fast as any line Carolina has. They didn't necessarily do it the same way, because they're not in structure that way.
They're looking to, you know, to be creative and dangled and stick handle, that kind of stuff. I'm basically talking about, if it means less skill, I'm fine with that. I want, because to me, the regular season has nothing to do with what happens in the playoffs almost. You qualify, and that's the end of the correlation.
Right.
I want the ability to suffocate and take away and have every other fan in every other market have heart attacks every second that the puck's in the defensive end. And part of that's the structure, you're right. But it's like that system quarterback argument everybody always has in sports media. There's a lot of guys that didn't play well in that system, and there's some guys that did. Like, I want the guys that can play in that heavy forecheck, pest, bother role. So to me, it's like the Bevilier model. Find me three or four of those guys. And it's easier said than done.
Yeah, he had a really good playoff, so I get exactly what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. He was a regular season non-factor largely, like the same guy.
And I'm acknowledging that,
But he played the same way. And I just think yesterday he got a bounce as an example while he was hustling on the forecheck and scores a goal, and so his whole performance looks different. The game against Montreal, great feed in front, he knocks it down and scores. And if not for those couple of goals, he's just a guy that occasionally we notice skating fast. So I don't know. I get what you're saying, though. You want the pain in the butt players that put the pressure on the other team. What do you guys want to see the Caps do this offseason? 800-636-1067. That's the question on Grant and Danny. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. What would be your priority for the Caps as they go back to the drawing board after being eliminated yesterday? You're listening to The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
With Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson. This is The Fan. You can get a hold of us on the phones at 800-636-1067 to discuss the Caps in the offseason. Sadly, it has come after elimination last night. You tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. What should they do this offseason? Where do they need to improve? Let's go to Frank in Great Falls. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, bud.
I'd like to see them go out and really go after a big mobile defenseman. A lot of times we're small and we're not that fast on defense, and we get beat to the boards a lot with other forwards that are quick and whatnot, and we don't get out of our own end, and that's when we have that constant ice tip. You know, we got to have a defenseman that can move along the boards quickly and that can get the puck out of the zone on his own skating it.
So I actually really agree with this take in the sense that, first, I think they need another defenseman because we saw the Ferravari injury, and he could be the guy he's talking about.
There's a replacement by just him getting healthy.
Yeah, he would have been a huge asset in the playoffs and does some of the things he's talking about. Not that this is completely relevant, but he was the fastest skater on the team last season, not this season after they made changes and got faster. But he can skate. And so you have him, you have Sandin, you have Chychrun. That's a trio of guys on your defensive pairs that can actually skate it a little bit. But Chychrun was, and Sandin, I'd say, were the two like better skater defensemen that they had. Carlson at this point is more of a bigger, not necessarily physical, but kind of stay at home. Stay at home is not the right word. He could join the rush and shoot. But he's not, I wouldn't call him a speedy or skate first defenseman type. Matt Roy is your ultimate, like, stay at home. If he scores 3 or 4 goals in a season, that'd be amazing. I thought Van Riemsdyk played really, really well, but he's a third pair defender. Alexiev, you know, they tried to hide him at times. Mm-hmm. He doesn't skate like a Ferivari does. But I think your one injury, as we saw with Marty away, from having some problems. And then if somebody gets banged up, if Carlson was banged up and that's part of what happened, or you know, any of your other guys, you're you know, now in a bad spot. So they definitely need to add some depth and some athleticism, probably on the blue line. Not someone who's, you know, Roy was the awesome addition, right? It's like stay-at-home physical. But someone, it's not going to be the caliber of a Chychrun, but like that type of player probably more than a Roy. Let's go to Brian in Woodbridge. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for taking my call. Well,
thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A couple points. I think Carlson, I agree, has maybe lost a step in the game, but is still a solid, solid defenseman, and I really feel like we need to keep him here. We need to make this a destination place, much like the Redskins / Commanders. I'm with Danny, the roster of 53. I hate that Commander's name. But Darryl Green, 20 years. Mm-hmm. He spent the time here. We need those players like that. And, yes, we do need another solid Darius Kasparaitis kind of defenseman to come into this team. And I do believe we're a forward or two short. And with Backstrom coming off the, you know, the money line and TJ Oshie, you know, soon to follow, love those guys, wish they were still here. But we have some room to play. And I want Ovechkin to get one more cup. He made this town a hockey town solely without any kind of, somebody to follow, like Mario Lemieux. You know, Sidney Crosby had Mario Lemieux to follow. He has made this place a hockey town. I grew up here. Nobody knew about the Caps until Ovi got here. And we need to get him one more cup. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Appreciate
the call, buddy. Love it.
So for a defenseman that we're all talking about, who loses their role then? Because under contract, Chychrun, Carlson, Roy, Sandin, Van Riemsdyk, Ferivari, McElrath with whatever kind of money, and they sign someone to an NFL, I'm sure. It would be amazing if the Caps did that, sign someone to an NFL futures deal.
Send him to the Cleveland Browns.
Seriously, one of those two-way deals, I think another defenseman whose name I'm blanking on. But there's a number of bodies already. Who loses a seat if there's a new defenseman in town?
Well, I mean, so you're going into the offseason, so you would probably trade somebody. I mean, honestly, you would either move on from one of the, they wouldn't all be here, or you would just have a healthy scratch, a guy, whether that's TVR, depending on the situation.
He'll be 35, making $3 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, $3 million, you don't want him as a healthy scratch every single night, but like, that's a guy maybe a team's looking for a veteran defenseman coming off a really good postseason. Maybe you could flip him. I don't think you'd have everyone on your roster and add a defenseman probably, but it just means you have the depth if you end up parking one of those guys. Like Alexiev's an RFA. Either he gets a very minimal raise and then he's very scratchable at, you know, $1 million, $900,000, whatever, or he's elsewhere. So when Ferivari's back, though, to your point, I think probably you pick one of those guys that isn't as good a fit. Like the guys that are locks are Carlson, Chychrun, Roy, Ferivari aren't going anywhere.
Ryan Chesler was the name I was trying to think of. That's neither here nor there.
Prospect, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I suppose it would have to be via trade then, right? Because, I mean, unless you're talking about a lower depth signing where you go, you know, you're the new Alexiev, someone who will get, you know, be a healthy scratch sometimes, but if someone gets 30 steps in.
That's not what I'm looking for.
But that's not what, it doesn't sound like what anyone wants.
I'm looking for like a top four defenseman who can skate it a little bit, like a Rasmus Sandin caliber player you would bring in. Yeah, and then you would be able to move somebody. Pick which guy you want to move. You know, if that's Sandin, I doubt it would be, but, or you know, TVR probably is the guy coming off of a strong postseason. You know, that would be what you do. But it's like pitching. It's okay to go into the season with more guys than there are spots for.
Yeah.
Just a matter of the salary cap and finagling it and making it work that way. All right, top of the hour next. Do I know the band? You and Darius have been getting together?
Yes.
To put together some songs?
He's got a list.
Are these A-list bands?
These are bands that everybody, with maybe a couple exceptions here or there, will know. But you're not everybody. You're Grant Paulson.
Does Grant Know the Band is the name of the game. You're playing for DC Defenders tickets, so if you want to go to the game Sunday at noon at Audi Field on us, call in now to play. 800-636-1067 on the fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.